two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, some blue sky. It's 96 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. A special hour on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Teachers want the state school board to make some changes to protect them from coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is joining me live now. Kelly, what are the teachers asking for?
Jeff, they want the current Davis School District model, where kids go half the time to campus and do half online and alternate those days. They say that'll give them enough room to social distance. Teachers like Karen Burns are asking the board to step in because they feel their districts aren't listening to them.
We do not want to put kids through the trauma of having classmates and teachers get sick or having them bring it to their families so that they have family members dying as well. This is a life and death situation, and our district is just refusing to look at that.
The board's in closed session now and has not said they'll be changing that so far. However, teachers are being assured there will be enough PPE for them when school starts. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News.
It's 6 o'clock tonight, an emergency session to consider whether to scrap that model and send the kids to school 5 days a week. That's after 6 p.m. Stay with us for the very latest from Davis County here on KSL News Radio. If you need help deciding what to do about back to school for your children, an infectious disease specialist with Intermountain Healthcare tells us it's all about how it's going in the community. Dr. Eddie Stenium says the goal is to have the ceiling at 10 cases per 100,000 people per day. He says Salt Lake County is close.
But the other key aspect is to get your test positivity rate below 5%. And we're still at 10% in our community. And so based on the targets set out by the state, which I do think are reasonable, we're not quite there yet.
Stenium says other factors are if you have high-risk parents or grandparents at home and how well the school enforces mask wearing and distancing. For higher education, one university president says it's good more people are thinking about coming back for higher education. The president of Western Governors University, Scott Pulsifer, says it'll benefit the workforce to have more a more skill-based mindset.
Increasingly as important is really not only the knowledge that you possess, but what are you able to do with that knowledge? And so those skills and competencies, if you will, can be acquired through multiple different pathways. It's not only a degree.
Pulsifer says skill-based teaching allows an individual to improve themselves, and that is crucial to an ever-changing workforce. Governor Herbert got a little fired up at his news conference this afternoon. Todd Fuchs, what was this all about?
Well, Jeff, the governor was frustrated about those claiming the state is manipulating COVID-19 testing to make it appear the daily rate of new cases is going down. The governor says those claims are patently false and no one is restricting the tests. Governor Herbert also says one reason for the decline is more Utahns are wearing masks.
Now we have people out there that are observers, and we don't think the observations actually justify 80%, but it's probably closer to 70% of people that are actually out there wearing masks throughout the state.
Governor Herbert is setting a goal of 400 or fewer new cases per day by September 1st. State health officials say the demand for testing has also been going down. The Paycheck Protection Program helped many business owners. Well, KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports those funds are running out.
The family-owned travel company Getaway Today started with a staff of 60. They were able to keep most of them when the pandemic first hit with the help of a PPP loan. But now they're down to 20 employees after layoffs since those funds are gone.
And that's what's been hard for us as business owners. Now we are paying our employees out of our personal savings.
Owner Julie Smith says they've branched out into selling other products to stay afloat, but their biggest business is selling vacations to Disneyland, and they have no idea when the theme park will reopen. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story is the Atlantic hurricane season is going to get worse. So much so, forecasters will be running out of traditional hurricane names. The NOAA's lead hurricane season forecaster, Jerry Bell.
19 to 25 named storms, of which 7 to 11 are expected to become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 of those could become major hurricanes.
There have already been 9 named storms this season. Typically, there are only 2 at this point. The U.S. dispatching its first humanitarian aid to Lebanon today.
The first Air Force C-17s set to deliver humanitarian aid to Lebanon have departed Qatar and are bound for Beirut, according to Department of Defense spokesperson Jonathan Hoffman.
General McKenzie has spoken with the commander of the Lebanese Armed Forces and informed him of an impending delivery of 3 C-17 shipments of relief supplies and food, including food, water, and medical supplies.
Hoffman said the investigation into the blast is ongoing and said the U.S. will defer to and give the Lebanese government space to complete their investigation. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 4:35.
Quick check on traffic now. Ricky Meese, still emergency?
It is still emergency. No relief yet for anybody stuck on Highway 189. If you're trying to travel between Wasatch and Utah counties, either direction through Provo Canyon, you can't. This crash by Deer Creek Reservoir has both directions shut down. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stay with us. We're watching the situation at KSL News Radio. My Minute of News is on the way next.